She knows they're outside waiting. A crouched figure in the barn, knees pressed to the dirt. Another lingering by the field. They never come to the house, but throw stones at the windows, trying to crack the glass into silver webs. The sound is like a dare to open the back door and shout at them to leave her alone. Instead, Nettie hides in the pantry until it goes quiet, then edges out to listen. Nothing. Still gripping her apron, she sees her reflection repeated in the row of brass jugs, her back curved, her eyes pulled wide. Not so long ago she laughed at the kids who surrounded the farmhouse, but every week it happens, and the parents do nothing. Sometimes they throw stones at her bedroom window when she's still beneath the sheets, and she goes down to the piano. Sat in her nightdress, she plays a sonata, or something willfully bright. Her fingers can no longer stretch an octave, but she tries anyway, missing some keys and playing onwards, hearing the rest in her mind. It's only when the last note dies that she begins to shiver, to stare at her arms mottled with age spots. But today, she is determined not to cower inside. She unlocks the door. The morning light is forceful, and her eyes can't adjust. "Hello?" she calls into the haze of white. When no shuffle or whisper answers, Nettie steps out. The chickens need feeding, and already she can hear their clucking grow fevered. No movement disturbs the shadows of the barn. The kids hopefully gone. So she pushes on to reach the coop where the tub of grain is waiting. Despite herself, she can't help smiling at their squabbles, gazing at Jemima's blur of reddish brown. Her granddaughter named them after Beatrix Potter characters when she got the books one year for Christmas. Does she still like them? Difficult to say. Nettie reaches for an egg, which she slips into her apron pocket. The next is warm, and she dares cradle it for a moment. The chickens had full roam of the yard until last month, when she found the lower rung of her gate kicked into a chaos of splintered wood, leaving a hole large enough for a bird to pass through. Really, she needs to ask someone to fix the gate. To find a telephone number in those endless leaflets that are pushed through the door. The idea of someone helping makes her teeth grind, though. They never just do the job. They share their opinions or else stare straight at her. But she shouldn't be proud. Not if the chickens might get hurt. Maybe next week, when her pension comes. She's retrieving another egg when there's a scuffle ahead. For a long moment, she peers into the barn's darkness. No one is there, and she returns to the chickens, shaking her head at her trembles. But then, the two figures are either side of her, close enough to show their young faces, the boy's rampant freckles, the girl's flat forehead. She braces herself for the stones, almost willing them to throw the damn things. Maybe if they released their sharp little furies, she could be done with all this. But she just hears their laughing and a scrape of shoes on the concrete. Then a white light flares as a mobile phone is pointed at her. "What is it you want?" Nettie asks. She refuses to let them hurt the chickens, although she's the one who drops the egg. It falls with a crack, yolk bleeding across the ground.